हरे कृष्णा। डिवोशन फ्रीज अस फ्रॉम लिविंग इनसाइड अ शेल। लिविंग इनसाइड लाइफ इनसाइड अ शेल मीन्स लिविंग अ वेरी विदड्रॉन सिक्वेस्टर्ड काइंड ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस वेर वन डजंट पार्टिसिपेट विथ एंगेज इन द वर्ल्ड। नाउ द भगवद गीता यूजेस द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ अ टॉर्टॉइज सेफ इनसाइड इट शेल टू कन्वे हाउ वी कैन stay safe in this world of temptation by withdrawing the senses into ourselves away from the sense objects. Now, does this mean that we cannot have any sensory engagements at all? Not necessarily, though there are some spiritual paths which espouse rigid renunciation and therefore they leave very little scope for sensory expression. However, Bhakti Yoga provides constructive engagements for our senses. It does this in many ways. Two of them are, firstly, that Bhakti provides us manifestations of the divine that are accessible through the senses, by which the same senses which are becoming gateways to illusion can become gateways to liberation, to elevation. So what are those manifestations? The deities, the prasad, the dhams. You know, we like to see things, we can see the beautiful deity. We like to eat, let's eat prasad. We like to go to places, go to the holy places. In this way, our senses get creative engagement. But that is not the only way. Along with these divine manifestations, secondly, bhakti also offers or emphasizes practical service to Krishna. And this practical service also gives us opportunity to give creative expression, creative devotional expression to our sensory inclinations. For example, in bhakti we can do singing, dancing, cooking, writing, decorating, and in all these ways we can actually express our sensory inclinations. So now, though bhakti offers fulfilling avenues for sensory expression, still it does require regulation of the senses. And we may sometimes feel that this regulation is a deprivation. We may feel that as if we are living a shelled up existence, not free enough. So at such times we need to remember that actually there is no way that we can live entirely free. Materialism is what we indulge in when we let our senses go whichever way they want. The senses go towards materialistic pleasures. So then what happens in materialism? Actually, we get constricted to an even more constricting shell. Our consciousness gets caught in material desires and material activities. So our desires, our activities, our destiny stays trapped in the shell of matter. And in that shell of matter, we lose all access to spiritual happiness. And not only that, this shell, our existence in this shell, our entrapment in this shell is actually self-perpetuating. While seeking material enjoyment, we do activities, often immoral or sinful activities, that karmically bind us to another existence at the same material level of consciousness. In that way, we continue suffering perpetually till we decide to break out of this shell by seeking spiritual meaning in life, spiritual purpose in life, and that will require regulation. So lack of regulation or uninhibited expression of sensual desires is never the way to freedom. It's only the way to bondage. Now, yes, we may have to live inside a shell, sort of, when we practice bhakti also. But that is only during sadhana bhakti. While we are living as sadhakas, we do need to regulate ourselves. But this regulation, this living in a shell, is temporary. As we become purified, as our consciousness becomes redirected from matter to Krishna, then we start tasting more and more freedom. As our love for Krishna develops, then we experience freedom from death, freedom from misery, freedom from matter, freedom from temptation, freedom from degradation. We experience supreme freedom. And that's why the Bhagavad when it says yada samharte chayam kurmo angani sarvasha indriyan indriyarthe vyastasya pragya pratishthita, that withdraw the senses just like a tortoise withdraws limbs. That is a transitional recommendation till we fix our mind on Krishna and become absorbed in Him, which the Bhagavad hints at in 2.61, yuktani sarvani sanyamya yukta asi tamatvaraha. So devotion ultimately frees us from leading life inside a shell. Whether it is a materialist living in a materialistic shell or it is a shallow spiritualist who is living in the semi-spiritual state of neither material activity nor spiritual activity, and that is just a shell-like existence withdrawn from all kinds of activity. So devotion frees us from both these kinds of shells. Thank you. Hare Krishna.